What?
College matters.
What?
College matters. Matters.
Really?
For sure. College matters.
Alma matters. Matters.
Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of College News Fit to Digest. Every week, we pick a few news items relating to U.S. colleges and discuss it with our own Shweta Bagade. Alma Matters curates the news daily relating to U.S. colleges and makes it available on almamatters.io/news. We pick a few news items from that curated list and discuss it every week here in these podcasts. Now, without further ado, on with the podcast.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Shweta. How are you doing?
Pretty good. It's we're almost into December.
Yeah, another year.
Time is flying by.
Tell me about it. Cool. So I think what we wanted to kind of talk about today is rolling admissions. And it's sort of one of these topics I don't know if it gets enough attention, but this article in U.S. News caught my attention, and I thought it's a good thing to just, clarify and talk about what it means and what it doesn't mean. So maybe right off the bat, what is this rolling admissions? I mean, what is it? What does that mean?
Yeah, I love rolling admissions. It basically says when you apply, the mm-hmm. school, depending on the school timing, you can know within a week to, like, the longest rolling admissions I've heard is about 4 to 5 weeks of applying. Mm-hmm. Versus, you know, like these other schools where you apply and you have to wait months.
Right.
And it's a long wait.
Absolutely. I guess the question is, not all colleges offer this, right? I mean, so it's only some small number of colleges that you can apply to, right? In this rolling admissions kind of model.
Yeah. It's unfortunate that more schools don't, but a lot of great schools are on that list. Mm-hmm. You know, schools that offer opportunities that a lot of the students are looking for at some of the very selective schools that are available at these rolling admission schools. So I would definitely check them out. And they're great. Like I said, they're great schools on the list. Straight away, I think of Arizona State and Rutgers are two big ones on there. And I think Penn State is also rolling admissions as well. So these are big name schools already for different reasons. Yeah. And so could be attractive for a lot of students.
Now, is there a good time or the best time to apply these, since it's rolling and you can apply anytime?
Yeah, that's where it gets a little tricky. Obviously, the sooner the better. A lot of rolling mm-hmm. admissions have what they call priority deadlines. And the priority deadlines tend to be more about merit money, scholarship money. So mm-hmm. if you want a chance at that, the sooner the better. The other problem with rolling admissions is if you think you're a strong student and you're like, well, I'll apply later because I know I quote unquote know we'll get in. That's not necessarily mm-hmm. the case, because if they're filling up seats for different programs and different colleges, you know, like arts and sciences, engineering, things yeah. like that, you may not get in. So it's best to do it as soon as possible. And most of these rolling admission applications are fairly straightforward. They might require a Common App essay, maybe a supplemental or two, definitely worth the effort to kind of apply and send it. I know I tell students all the time, if there's a school on your, I always ask students to put one on their list. Like I recommend it. And then if they put one on their list, I tell them that should be the first school you're applying to.
So let's say you apply to one of these rolling admission schools and you get in. Now, is that decision binding?
No, that's the beauty of that. You get this wonderful, you know, the hopefully you get a yes. And then with that yes, mm-hmm. you still can do all the other schools. So if you're a California resident, you're applying to Cal States and the UCs. And if you're applying to highly selective schools, all those schools as well. And you can do all that with this mm-hmm. potential yes in your hand. So with a confidence of saying, this may not be my number one choice, but it's a choice that I was happy with on my list. Yeah. And yeah, and you don't have to commit until May 1 if you want to wait that long. I never recommend waiting that long, but yeah, it's not binding. That's the short answer.
So sounds like a great, great thing for students. Now, are there any downsides to this? Any disadvantages?
Honestly, I don't think so. I mean, I think the big disadvantage is waiting.
Yeah.
That's where you get the biggest disadvantage. And my guess is you would have to be careful if you're doing any early decision. If you're doing an early decision mm-hmm. college, you must make sure yeah. that you're not breaking any of those rules. But most yeah. of the schools that have rolling admissions tend to be public schools, which most of the time are exempt from early decision contracts. So, but you should be double checking all of that. Not a lot of it, when you think about percentages, not many students are doing ED, but if you're listening and you hear this, cross check that. But I think the big thing is waiting. That's the disadvantage. Don't wait, because if they can't find you a spot, especially if you're looking for some competitive majors like engineering, biology, computer science, or even the big popular ones like psychology, business, really mm-hmm. want to do those as soon as possible. Secure your spot if you're especially if you think you're a high qualified student, highly qualified.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, don't wait. That's the disadvantage, waiting. Don't wait.
Awesome. I mean, it sounds like, you know, if you're going for rolling admissions, apply early, as in, you know, apply as soon as you can. And hopefully you get what you're looking for, and not only get your major or get your program, but, you know, a place to stay and housing and all that good stuff. So, fabulous. So, yeah, any final closing advice or thoughts on rolling admission?
Something that is highlighted enough for the students that are highly academic, that kind of look at these rolling admission schools and are like, oh yeah, I can get in, I'm not worried, blah, blah, blah. But mm-hmm. A lot of these rolling admission schools have really incredible honors programs that are mm-hmm. very selective. So if you apply mm-hmm. early, let's say August or September, or even now, it's still, you know, there's still a lot of schools have a lot of space. It's still a good time to do it. And mm-hmm. then you might be invited, or you qualify to apply for their honors program, which then is a whole separate, 90% of the time is a separate application with an essay mm-hmm. and things like that. But it gives you that kind of foot in the door to look at those programs as well, and could be a great option.
Awesome. So thank you, Shweta. I think this is a great topic for students who are still applying and obviously can look at these opportunities and make their own decisions. So that's it for today. Let's talk again, I guess, in the new year.
Yeah, definitely in the new year.
So take care, happy holidays, and happy new year.
Thank you. Enjoy all your holidays and trips and everything else you're doing.
Thank you. Okay, take care then. Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye.
Hi again. Hope you enjoyed this conversation with Shweta Bagade on this week's College News Fit to Digest. For your questions or comments on this podcast, please email podcast@almamatters.io. Thank you all so much for listening to today's podcast. Transcripts for this podcast and previous podcasts are on almamatters.io/podcasts. To stay connected with us, subscribe to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Spotify, or visit anchor.fm/almamatters to check us out. Till we meet again, take care and be safe. Thank you.
College Matters.
Alma Matters.